Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Oh, girl! Huggy faces by her side, vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon,
today's featured words are defeat and unstoppable. In the city, a dark storm is brewing. Oh, I didn't mean out here. I meant in here, where Victoria Best is one unhappy camper.
Why should I be happy? I know I'm the best, but everyone seems to think there's someone better. You're just so perfect, aren't you? I bet you think you're unstoppable. Well, I know why nobody's been able to defeat you. Look at these villains. A cheese-stealing scientist? What is so scientific about cheese? A game show host? A guy who has a sandwich for a head? I would eat him for breakfast! With villains like these, it's no wonder you're still running this town. You and your pathetic little monkey. You know what bugs me the most, Word Girl? Everyone thinks you're so amazing. Even my own parents. Father's always saying things like,
why can't you be better than Word Girl?
And then Mother says,
oh, you are so right, dear. That's why I married you. If Victoria worked harder, then she could be better than Word Girl.
You want to know why Word Girl's unstoppable? Because these nincompoops are the only ones trying to defeat her. I'd like to see what would happen if Word Girl had to deal with someone better. Someone who is the best. B-E-S-T, the best! I will be the one who defeats Word Girl once and for all!
Anyway, while Victoria hatches her evil plan, Dr. Two Brains is busy hatching an evil plan of his own.
Oh, actually, I've decided to take the day off. You know, just do some villain chilling. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, boss, that was the remote control. Now if we want to change the channel, someone's gonna have to stand up and do it.
Yeah, I know, you. Click. Oh, come on, click. Turn on TCC, the cheese channel. Ha ha!
Look at them, sitting around watching TV. A real villain would spend every waking moment trying to defeat Word Girl. Well, that's what I'm going to do, just as soon as I steal a few supplies.
Watch this! bird. And I even stopped to get you a souvenir. Looks good. Victoria?
Surprise, surprise, word girl. There's a new villain in town. Me! And I'm gonna do what none of those other villains have ever done. I'm going to defeat you.
Defeat me?
What's wrong? Do you need me to define the word for you?
Thank you, but I know what defeat means. It means to win.
Thank you. To beat somebody. To prove once and for all that you're better than they are.
Well, you're certainly better at interrupting.
Oh, I'm better at a lot of things. Especially now that I've got all this.
You really think you can defeat me?
Of course I can. Now that I have all this super cool villain stuff, I'm unstoppable. Do you know what unstoppable means?
Yes, Victoria, I know what unstoppable means. It means to be so good at
something that nobody can stop you!
Yes, Victoria, I was going to say that, but you interrupted me. Again.
You can't even stop me from interrupting you. That's how unstoppable I am!
Oh, brother.
All of a sudden, the mighty word girl comes crashing down. Ha! See? That's how good a villain I am. I even have witty one-liners to say every time I do something bad. I mean something good. I mean the best. Oh.
Well, let's see if you've got a snappy comeback for this.
Smells like victory to me. Well, well, well. You're not so unstoppable now, are you?
Victoria, you aren't a
bit! I want to relish my victory. I defeated Word Girl. I really am the best! Right, Mom and Dad?
Yeah, you're the best, all right. The best at being defeated by unstoppable us.
What are you all doing here?
We've come to get our stuff back. Hand it over.
Why should I? I've been a villain for like 2 minutes, and now I've done the one thing you've never done. I've defeated Word Girl.
Well, you haven't exactly defeated Word Girl yet.
What are you talking about?
Glad you asked. Point my cheese ray at Word Girl and then press the red button.
Not the red button.
Yes, the red button.
Well... what happens if I press the red button?
I'd like to know, too.
If I tell you, it'll ruin the surprise.
No, I don't mind.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and just tell us before I do anything too hasty?
You're backing down! Maybe you're just not villain material. Guess your parents were right. You're not the best.
Excuse me? What did you just say?
Oh, nothing. Only that you're not the best.
Nobody says that to me. Nobody!
Fellow villains, take her down!
Word Girl? Buddy, old pal, I've been thinking.
I feel kind of bad about the whole trying to defeat you thing, so... You're welcome.
Oh, thanks, Victoria. Catch you later.
Wait!
Oh, I'm sorry. Was there something else you wanted?
I was wondering if you could maybe... help me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I have some mustard in my ears. Could you please say that again? A little louder this time.
Help me!
Well, sure, since you asked so nicely.
You, whippersnapper, simply don't have what it takes to be a true villain.
Victoria, if you really want to be the best, you should try to do good, not evil.
Of course you would say that.
Huh?
Face it, word girl. You're afraid of me.
No, I'm not.
Well, you should be, because I defeated you, and if I did it once, I can do it again. That's because I'm unstoppable. I'm the best!
Best! I know! I mean, I don't know. I mean, no, you're not.
Has Word Girl finally met her match? Will Victoria become the best villain in town? The next time you're looking to defeat boredom, tune in for the unstoppable excitement of...
The Victoria Best Show!
Sorry, but it's still called Word Girl!
We'll see about that. I've got talks with PBS.
I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play...
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is cower. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Okay, take it away, Tommy.
Cower means to crouch down in fear, something I'd know nothing about, because I'm not afraid of anything.
What about snakes?
Nope.
Spiders?
Uh-uh.
Sharks?
Definitely not.
So you're telling me you're completely fearless?
Yep.
You seem rather proud of that fact.
I am.
Well, good for you, I guess. Anyway, congratulations, Tommy. You are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl indestructible shield.
Ooh.
It's perfect for protecting yourself against anything you may be afraid of.
I told you I'm not afraid of anything.
Yes, you did. Well, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Listen for the words envelop and hinder. Somewhere in the middle of a very peaceful city, on a very peaceful day, a very non-peaceful event is underway.
Ketchup attack! Yeah! Mustard attack! Mayo attack! No one will stop me this time,
You always say that, Chuck, and yet you always lose.
Then I guess the odds are in my favor, right? I'm due.
No, it doesn't quite work that way.
Well, I have to win this time. My mom's threatening to cut my evil allowance. Allow me to introduce...
The Peanut Butter Blaster.
Hey, I can announce my own inventions.
Sorry, I overstepped. Please go on.
I introduced the Peanut Butter, what he said. It fires my own special peanut butter recipe.
Now you're going to shoot peanut butter all over me?
Yeah. Ha, 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 ha.
You know, I just had this outfit dry cleaned.
Oh, no, wait, though. Word girl, before I blast you, could I ask you something?
Yeah, shoot. I mean, don't shoot.
Are you allergic to peanut butter?
No, actually, I love peanut butter. Hey, but thanks for asking. That was really considerate of you. You know, being that you're a major villain and all.
You're welcome, Word Girl, and thank you for calling me a major villain.
Uh-huh.
That's flattering. Okay, where were we? A little help?
Chuck prepares to demonstrate his latest invention, the peanut...
The peanut butter blaster! Yeah, take that. Woo, there we go.
What's going on? I can't move.
Did I mention it's my super fast-drying peanut butter? Yeah! I finally stopped you in your tracks, Word Girl. You're, what's that word when you have peanut butter all around you?
Enveloped, Chuck. Enveloped in peanut butter.
No, I don't think that was the word.
It means enclosed or surrounded within something.
Oh, then yes, enveloped. You'll be enveloped in peanut butter. Must be out of peanut butter. Anyway, you'll never catch me now.
Yes, we will. You're either going home where you always go or to the grocery store to get more peanuts.
Yeah, well, I might stop off at the bank to make a deposit or maybe gas up my mom's lawnmower for my weekend chores, so you can't really be sure.
But you're still going to the grocery store, aren't you?
Maybe. Maybe not. But maybe.
We've got to stop him! Okay, a little help.
Oh. Later, to absolutely no one's surprise...
Hey, maybe to someone's surprise...
Good day, Word Girl and furry creature. We have a special on peanuts today.
I think we came to the right place.
You're too late, Word Girl. You can't do anything to, what's that word that means to get in the way of my crime spree?
Hinder. Hinder means to block or get in the way. Like I'm going to hinder your evil plan.
Yeah, that. Anyway, I'll just leave my peanut butter to do the talking.
Whoa! Yay!
Clean up on aisle one. Clean up on aisle two. Clean up on aisle three. Clean up on aisle four. Five, six, seven.
Darn, out of peanut butter again. Finally, I'm faster than Word Girl. Her days of hindering me are bygone now.
What's going on here?
Well, we've got a monkey trapped in mustard, a superhero enveloped in peanut butter, and a sandwich guy stealing all my peanuts.
Oh.
More peanuts. I need more peanuts to crush into my special peanut butter.
We're all out.
But I need them now. I'm gonna collect all the peanuts in the city and put you away for good.
Oh, should I have stopped him?
Well, yeah, kinda.
You know, I don't feel like I was much help. You know, maybe more of a hindrance than anything else.
We need to figure out a way to stop Chuck from getting any more peanuts.
Don't worry, Word Girl. I can help. I've got the perfect plan.
Oh,
just give me a chance.
Well, okay.
Later, at a nearby silo, the mayor introduces his not-so-thought-out plan.
What a plan! Now we've got all the city's peanuts in one safe location. There's nothing that can go wrong.
I don't really think this is the best idea.
You're here. You can protect them.
True, but I'm still a little hindered. I mean, my entire body is still enveloped in peanut butter.
Ah, details.
By the way, how did you get everyone to bring their peanuts here?
I went on the news, of course.
You did what?
How else was I going to get everyone to show up here?
But... Ow.
Don't worry. What could possibly happen?
Hey, guys.
Oh, that could possibly happen. should I have seen that coming?
What could I say? I like to watch the news. It keeps me current on current events. Word Girl, get ready to have your entire head enveloped with my peanut butter.
While I encourage villains to expand their vocabulary, you're using that word way too often.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're in trouble now. As soon as I crush all these peanuts, I'll be the last person you'll ever want to see.
What is that vat of strawberries doing over there?
Well, I figured I'd only need so much peanut butter to defeat you, and since the crusher is warmed up, I'd crush my own jelly and make sandwiches for everyone. The crowd is pretty large today.
Oh, man, I guess I didn't need to bring my own jelly.
Yeah. And now I'm gonna stop you once and for all. You can see, Word Girl, I can defeat you anywhere, anyhow. I'll be totally enveloping you now, once and for all. Take this, Word Girl. Extra crunchy. Yeah. Yeah, you're completely
hindered! Hindered!
Yeah, hindered.
So, yes, Chuck, you defeated me fair and square.
I did? You're sure taking it well?
Yeah, well, you were amazing. I believe you've taken evil to a whole new level. If I wasn't a good guy and you a bad guy, I'd say I'd be proud to call you my friend.
Oh, I wish Mother was here to hear that.
I mean, she'd be so proud of your evilness. Tell me again how you defeated me and don't leave out any details.
Gosh, I don't know. I just defeated you with my brilliant peanut butter blaster. Your sidekick had to roll you all over town. By the way, where did that little muskrat go? No, I knew I should have installed an alarm on the crusher. Wait, what is he doing?
I don't know, actually. Peanut butter, am I, Chuck?
Is this gonna hurt much?
Good work, Captain Huggy Face. Good thing I've got you watching my back. You're the best sidekick a superhero could ever hope for, and the hungriest.
No longer hindered and enveloped in peanut butter, Word Girl has once again saved the day and left all of us with a good taste in our mouths. Or perhaps the sweet taste of peanut butter and jelly. I think this is a good time for a snack break until our next exciting episode of Word Girl. Oh, that's good.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Tommy, you correctly defined the word cower. Ready to play the bonus round?
Obviously.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for cower. Okay, give it a shot, Tommy.
It's number three. In that picture, Captain Huggy Face is cowering from one of Toby's robots.
You got it! Huggy, show him what he's won. An official word girl clown for a day. Tommy?
I dropped something down there.
Of course you did. Well, that's our show. See you next time on...
May I have a word?
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
One of my favorite words is adventure because it makes me think of a beginning of a big, long memory full of laughter and excitement and a great journey to remember.
My favorite word is pugnacious because it sounds really funny. It means when someone enjoys fighting. I'm a little pugnacious. Well, that's what my mom says. My brother's a little pugnacious. So is my other brother. And kind of my sister.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what exhilarated means. That's right. Exhilarated means to be so happy you almost burst with joy. Congratulations, Huggy! Exhilarated. Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!